The Pursuit of Perfection. Written by Lise Ap Adin. Read by Opalsong. Fandom: Katakyo Hitman Reborn. Rating: Explicit. Relationship: Zensis Yamamoto Squalo. Summary: Yamamoto kind of has a thing for stuff that's perfect. He thinks that's perfectly natural. Just about everyone else thinks he's crazy. Yamamoto Takeshi knew perfectly well that his friends thought he was crazy for, well, a lot of reasons, actually. But they especially wondered about his taste for wandering down to the Varia's headquarters whenever he was in the mood to scare up a good sparring match. That was fine. Takeshi didn't care that they didn't understand. Fond as he was of Tsuna and his fellow guardians, he knew that most of them didn't really enjoy a good fight. They saw fighting as a necessary evil, Tsuna, or as a means to an end, Gokudera and most of the rest of them. Even Ryohei mostly just viewed fighting as some sort of extreme form of training. Hibari understood, of course, and Takeshi could count on him for fights whenever he was around. But the sad truth was that Hibari just wasn't around as often as Takeshi happened to be in the mood for a good fight. He was the cloud, and spent a lot of time outdoing cloud things and being an independent carnivore. But the Varia? The Varia were always there, and they were always ready to entertain a good fight. A challenge. Takeshi liked that. Liked how simple the Varia were in their own ways. Everyone in the Varia honed his or her skills all the time, because they were all the best, or at least aimed to be. Anyone who didn't have that kind of drive, well, they didn't last long. Takeshi could respect that. In another life, maybe if things had gone in a different direction, he thought that maybe he would have been part of the Varia. He wondered about that sometimes. In any case, it felt right to stalk through the corridors of the Varia's headquarters, heading down to the training halls. That was where most of the Varia did their intramural fighting, since the structure of that part of the building had been reinforced to withstand the destruction that the Varia's members were capable of unleashing. But Takeshi had fought a few battles in the tight quarters of the corridors, too. He thought of those running battles in cramped spaces as particularly good practice. The thing was, the Varia kind of thought he was crazy, too. Though not for the same reasons that his friends thought he was. Sometimes when Takeshi strolled through the corridors of their headquarters, he had to do it like a fish swimming upstream, because the Varia were streaming away from the practice halls. His pulse always quickened when he found that happening, and came close enough to hear the muffled sounds of gunfire. This was one of those times. Takeshi knew he was grinning when he bumped into Carlo, one of the Varia's squad leaders, who shook his head when he caught sight of Takeshi. "Boss is in a mood," he said. Carlo was a good man to try to warn him like that. He even touched the pommel of one of the curved knives he wore in his belt and said, "Come fight with me instead." Carlo was good with those knives. Takeshi considered it for a moment. Then he heard the crack of another of Xanthus's shots and shook his head. "Nah," he said. "I think I want to go take a look in on him." "Your funeral," Carlo said, shaking his head again and kept moving. The thing was, Takeshi kind of thought it was the Varia who were the crazy ones. Well, a different kind of crazy, since even they admitted that they were a pack of psychopaths. All of them claimed they wanted to be nothing but the best, to deal in nothing but the best. And if that was what they wanted, Takeshi thought, then they should have been clamoring to watch Xanthus and Squallow sparring. The last few Varia had trickled away by the time he got close enough to let himself into the training hall. Takeshi slipped in quietly and picked a handy bit of wall to lean against. Neither of them had their boxes out. It was an old-fashioned fight, guns against steel. Xanthus did seem to be in a kind of a mood. That much was apparent. His teeth were bared when he and Squallow clashed into each other. He caught Squallow's sword with one of his guns, turning the blade aside, and fired the other again. Squallow catapulted himself away from the blast of flame with the kind of flip that most people couldn't have dreamt of matching. Squallow landed in a crouch and swept a foot around to catch Xanthus's ankle, but Xanthus wasn't there anymore. He was in the air, both guns firing down to leave a pitted, smoking crater in the floor, where Squallow had just been. Squallow was propelling himself off a wall and crashed into Xanthus as he landed. His sword screeched against Xanthus's gun. Xanthus's laughter rose up over the sound of that. Takeshi held his breath, watching them, because there it was, something fine and perfect and so sharp that it cut his soul a little bit, just to witness. They strained against each other for a moment, intent on each other. Then they broke at some silent, tacit agreement and just stood a little apart from each other. That was when Squallow's gaze flicked Takeshi's way. He jerked his chin, an infinitesimal bit. Xanthus turned just enough to glance Takeshi's way and rake indifferent eyes over him. "What do you want?" Takeshi contemplated all the ways he could answer that question. He shrugged and settled on, "To watch you, if you don't want to let me play along." It was always tricky with Xanthus, but Takeshi had been doing this for a while and had gotten some of the trick of gauging Xanthus's moods down. He'd done all right this time. Xanthus snorted at his response. "Suit yourself." When he brought his gun up and fired, Takeshi was already moving, Shigure Kintoki singing in his hands as he dove into the fight. Maybe someone else would have expected it to be a two-on-one fight, Varia versus Takeshi or swords against guns or something, but Takeshi knew better than that. Xanthus fired on Squallow, too, and Squallow was there to meet Shigure Kintoki's sweep on his own blade, his teeth bared in a shark's grin. Takeshi knew he was grinning as well, and maybe even on the verge of laughing like Xanthus was, and dropped beneath Squallow's blade as he danced out of the way of Xanthus's kick. Maybe he was every bit the adrenaline junkie Gokudera accused him of being, but this was living, pushing himself right up to the edge of the impossible and laughing at the abyss beyond. He thought that Xanthus and Squallow understood that too, and that was why Squallow fought with his lips pulled back from his teeth, and why Xanthus laughed over the roar of his gun, alight with furious pleasure. Or maybe Takeshi was just thinking about it too hard. That was always possible, too. They ranged back and forth across the room, trading the advantage among them. It bounced from Xanthus to Takeshi, back to Xanthus, then to Squallow, then to Takeshi, until he lost track of who was leading and the air was hazy with smoke and dust. It didn't end till he was wrapped around Squallow, holding Shigure Kintoki to his throat, and Xanthus had his guns on both of them while Squallow pressed a knife to Xanthus's stomach. They froze for a moment, making what was possibly a strange tableau, all of them panting and bleeding from their collection of cuts, and both Takeshi and Squallow scorched in places where they hadn't been fast enough to escape Xanthus's flame. Then Xanthus snorted. His eyes were still hot, but they'd come back from the place where they had blazed with a mindless sort of joy. He holstered his guns. Takeshi lowered Shigure Kintoki as Squallow sheathed his knife. All three of them were breathing fast, and whatever else a person might have to say about Varia uniforms, he'd have to admit that this much was true. They didn't leave much to the imagination, and they didn't do a damn thing to hide it when someone got hard. Not, his conscience reminded Takeshi, that his slacks did a much better job of the latter. Xanthus caught him looking and snorted again. "So," he said, and that was all. That was enough. Squallow flowed to him like water. Xanthus sank a hand into his hair, winding the length of it around his fist and pulling his head back. There were teeth in their kiss. Xanthus's teeth white and sharp as they bit Squallow's lips to redness. Squallow arched into that, skinny body framed by the solid shape of Xanthus's body. Takeshi breathed faster just from watching that, just from hearing the way Squallow sighed for his boss. "Knees," Xanthus told Squallow. Squallow went, just like that, hands going to Xanthus's belt as he did. Xanthus glanced at Takeshi, something flaring in his eyes. Maybe amusement, or maybe satisfaction. It was hard to say. He gestured at Squallow. "Open him up." So Xanthus was going to include him this time. Takeshi ducked his head to hide his grin and knelt behind Squallow, reaching around him to unfasten his belt and fly and push the leather down his thighs. Xanthus made a satisfied sound over him as Squallow shifted forward. Yeah, he had Xanthus's cock out right now. Takeshi could hear the soft, wet sound of it sliding between Squallow's lips as Xanthus's breathing turned deeper, harsher. He wanted to watch, to see the way Squallow's mouth stretched around the thickness of Xanthus's cock, and the way he'd be watching Xanthus. But that wasn't really going to happen, not at this angle. Takeshi contented himself with imagining how it looked instead. Wasn't like he hadn't seen it before when Xanthus had told him to keep his hands to himself and watch. Squallow groaned when Takeshi first pressed slick fingers against him. Takeshi grinned. Yeah, it was totally worth it to carry that little foil packet around, just in case. Not that working Squallow open with his fingers and his mouth alone wasn't fun, too, but this worked a little better. He set his free hand against Squallow's hips, holding him still, and worked his fingers in as Squallow whined around Xanthus's cock. Squallow's body opened up easily, fast and deep. That was the kind of thing that made Takeshi's breath come fast and heat curl low in his gut when he thought about the reason for that. Xanthus curved a hand around the back of Squallow's skull, holding him in place as he rocked his hips forward. Takeshi stared at the blocky shape of Xanthus's hand, the burns and scars and calluses that marked his skin, dark against the bone-pale color of Squallow's hair, and the casual way he cupped Squallow's head. Xanthus made a sound. No, another snort, above them. When Takeshi chanced a glance up, he saw that Xanthus was watching him. Takeshi shrugged at him and pushed another finger into Squallow, twisting them when Squallow jerked between them. Xanthus grunted. Takeshi saw his fingers tighten in Squallow's hair. Takeshi worked his fingers deeper, wrenching another moan out of Squallow's throat, and wet his lips at the sound Xanthus made in reply to that, deep and approving. His slacks were getting way too tight, but he didn't want to take his hands away from Squallow long enough to undo them and ease the pressure on his cock. Xanthus pulled back from Squallow then. Squallow panted for breath and swore raggedly as Takeshi twisted his fingers again. Takeshi was only half listening. He had to swallow hard at how Xanthus looked with his pants undone and his cock flushed, dark and wet against the whiteness of his shirt. He was smirking, pleased as a lion surveying its territory, and gestured at Squallow. "I'm gonna fuck you now." Squallow moaned. "God, boss, yes, please." Takeshi had heard that kind of devout gratitude before, though generally not in circumstances quite like this one. Squallow was quick to rearrange himself, too, pulling away from the last flourish of Takeshi's fingers and shoving his pants down past his knees as he turned. Xanthus watched him do it, arms folded across his chest and his eyes hot. Takeshi settled back onto his heels and reached down to palm himself through his slacks as Xanthus knelt to cage Squallow's hips in his hands. He pushed into Squallow on one long stroke, burying himself all the way inside Squallow with a satisfied grunt. Squallow groaned, eyes squeezed shut and his mouth hanging open, red and panting. Xanthus ground against him, growling a little low in his throat. Takeshi had to unfasten his slacks so he could reach inside and stroke himself because, damn, they were something beautiful together. Not in spite of everything else they were, he thought, but because of it. Yeah, maybe people were a little bit right when they told him he had bizarre tastes. Takeshi thought absently. He gasped a little when Xantus pulled back and thrust himself into Squallow again, hard. But as Squallow cried out, flexing with that, Takeshi decided he was okay with that. Xantus cut his eyes sideways and smirked, teeth showing white between his lips. He jerked his chin. Get over here. He leaned over Squallow's back, tugging on a handful of long hair as Takeshi scrambled to obey. Suck him. Yes, boss, Squallow gasped, hoarse, as Takeshi knelt in front of him. His jaw flexed under Takeshi's fingers when he splayed them against it. His mouth was shockingly hot when he wrapped it around Takeshi's cock. Takeshi groaned as heat swept up his spine, almost too sharp to bear, and cupped his hand around Squallow's jaw, cradling it as he looked down at Squallow, cataloging the pale sweep of colorless lashes against the color blazing across his cheekbones, and the redness of his lips stretched around Takeshi's cock. Xantus snorted and drove against Squallow hard enough to lift him up off his knees. As Takeshi set his other hand on Squallow's shoulder, bracing him, Xantus said, "Think you get off on just watching." "Nothing wrong with that," Takeshi managed, between gasps, as Squallow bobbed his head up and down his cock, his mouth vibrating around Takeshi with the sounds he made every time Xantus's hips snapped against his. It was difficult to decide what to watch, though. There was the movement of Squallow's mouth over his cock, or the shape Xantus's hands made against the blades of Squallow's hips, or the thickness of Xantus's cock working in and out of his ass, or the fierce, gleaming curve of Xantus's smile as he fucked them. Takeshi tried to watch it all, rubbing his thumb over the line of Squallow's jaw absently as pleasure blazed through him. Then Squallow arched between them, mouth sliding away from Takeshi's cock as he cried out and orgasm swept his face blank. Xantus growled something wordless and slammed against him again, hips working in short jabs, until he went still against Squallow and filthy words tumbled from his mouth. Takeshi dropped his hand to his cock as he watched them both and came after two quick pulls, pleasure narrowing his world down to a point before it expanded again in a rush as his cock pulsed over his fingers and over Squallow's mouth and, oh man, that was almost enough to pull another flash of heat through him. Takeshi collapsed back on his heels when he finished, wrung out and breathless, while Squallow panted between them, and Xantus leaned against his back, sucking in deep breaths of air. Fuck, he said, when he finally pulled out of Squallow and began cleaning himself up. Jesus, boss, Squallow said in reply. He made to pass a hand over his face and grimaced. Takeshi passed him the handkerchief he carried, since it was just about the least he could do, considering. Xantus gave them both a glance, one Takeshi couldn't read, before his mouth kicked up at the corners. He regarded them for a moment longer, then pushed himself to his feet and stalked out without another word. Pretty good mood today, huh? Takeshi said when he'd gone, as he and Squallow got themselves put back together. Got the word to go against the Pozo Nero, Squallow said, which, yeah, that would do it. Takeshi rubbed his chin. Picked a good day to come over, then. Squallow rolled his eyes. And they tell me I'm crazy. I just figure I know a good thing when I see it, Takeshi told him. And Squallow had no good retort for that, since they both knew it was true. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!